Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tufted Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 15¾ cents at 574¼. September wheat down 4¾ cents at 814¾. And November beans down 19¾ cents at 1312½. Grains lower overnight as better weather certainly looks like it's coming in next week. This looks like the worst week of the heat out here, and then we start to cool off. There's rain in the forecast, so we think that things have kind of turned around here, and we're approaching the July lows, which I think is important. We close under these July lows. In a month where we had so much heat and dryness, you've got to wonder. And, for the quarter, we're down in corn, wheat, and beans. And, again, in July, when it's hot and dry, you'd certainly expect us to be higher. Funds are still long, 130,000 corn, 98 beans, so they may want to blow out as well. Adding to the weather problems out here, the crude oil is down $4 a barrel at 95.98 roughly. And the dollar has rebounded significantly. It was down the better part of 60 ticks. It's now only down 7 ticks out here. So I think that's going to play into it, just marginally at best. But the bigger news is exports for the week, 511 for the wheat. That was half of what it was last week. Corn, 604, not a bad number. Beans, 758, better than expected. But the Egyptian tender, they bought 640,000 metric tons of wheat, 360,000 from France, 220 from Russia, 30 each from Germany and Lithuania. So once again, the U.S. misses out on the business out here. So, I think the wheat is kind of overpriced here. Is there going to be a deal between Russia and Ukraine? My guess is at some point something will get signed. My guess is that Putin will probably, disregard the whole thing and do whatever he wants. And I don't see that there'll be a safe passage, and that'll end that problem. But if they do sign something, we should put the wheat under some pressure out here. But I think there's, wheat around the world. Every year, every month, we harvest wheat somewhere around the world. And for the most part, crops don't look too bad out here. And if we get rains here in the U.S., I think that's going to be a tough blow to recover from out here anytime soon. So I expect a lower day here today, unless there's some new announcements. The Fed will come out next week. Again, they're looking at raising interest rates 0.75 to 1 full point. That should be released next Thursday. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.